What's it in English?
Now that's what I don't know how to call it. That's what, how would you pronounce it?
Well, there are several different names in English.
But in the French, sedishne.
What does that mean?
What they put the wood on in the fireplace to hold, you know, to hold the wood up.
Do you ever hear fire dogs or dog irons or andirons?
Well, that's what they call them too. What I'm calling some schnedde.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
what do they call it in English? Do you remember which word you heard?
Now what you saying there, I've heard it before.
Andirons or fire dogs?
Yeah, that goes in the fireplace.
Say if you were going to start a fire, the kind of wood you could use for starting the fire.
Like now? Well, in the olden time, we used to use shucks and a little cypress. We put that fine, our corn cob, and pour a little kerosene on it, a little colard. Some people would call it colard, some kerosene. And in French, it said l'huile de lampe, or du colard.
For the kerosene?
Yeah.
Quitamayis,
you know, it's a corn cob. Or quitamayi with the corn is on. French is quitamayi.
What about, do you ever hear a special name for the kind of wood you have that is cut in little pieces, you know? Do you ever hear a special name for that? Kindling or light wood or lighting?
When you want to start your fire,
Cypress?
Cypress.
Do you ever hear it called kindling? You never heard that?
No. Maybe. Because when I was going to school, that's how the school was heated with the heaters. And sometimes my daddy used to go light the fires for the teachers, you know, because we were right next to the school.
What about say you could take a big piece of wood, you know, a really big piece, and set that toward the back of the fire. Maybe it would burn.
Slowly, all night. You call that we used to call it, mom and them used to call it en bûche. Va te rappeler en bûche et mets dans le foyer en arrière?
Do you ever hear it in English? Hear that?
How would they call that? A log? A stump?
A
back log.
Do you ever hear that? Back log? You just always heard it.
Just heard it in the French. Va te rappeler en bûche et mets dans le foyer. Because we didn't have no fireplace at home, but at my grandfather and them. We used to be there often. And that's how they would call it. Va te rappeler une bûche et mets dans le foyer, ça tient le feu toute la nuit.
What's that?
Va te rappeler une bûche et mets dans le foyer en arrière, pour ça tient du feu toute la nuit. That would keep fire, a little fire all night.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
La suie.
Or what about the English?
Soot.
And the stuff you have to shovel out of the fireplace?
La son. Ashes.
And talk about things that you have in the room. Well, this thing here you call a...
And berce.
Or just...
And a rocking chair and berceuse.
What about something that you could have in your bedroom for keeping clothes in?
A cedar roll. A shipper roll.
Anything else?
And closet.
What is that?
A closet. A closet.
Is that built in or?
Well, some of them is built in, but a piece of something up to hang clothes.
What about the ship?
The shipper roll.
What does that look like?
Well, it's... Now, in the olden time, we had nothing like that. We used to have a clothes press and no more, s'appelait.